It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show.
Well, Governor Ricketts unveiled a proposed scholarship program yesterday. It's meant to incentivize people to study and stay here in the Cornhusker State. So Nebraska's Talent Scholarships Program. It was announced yesterday it would provide $4,000 annual scholarships for students in certain majors at not only the University of Nebraska, but the three state colleges and six community colleges. So the idea is to increase the number of professionals specializing in engineering, math, computer information. The number would double in the second year. So the proposed scholarship program would provide 250 scholarships for university, another 250 scholarships for state colleges, and that would just be in the first year. And then 65 scholarships
for... Money enough, though? Is $4,000?
Maybe it's just to help.
It's a start, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a start. You know, you can also get other scholarships, but this is something that might help make your decision if you're on the fence about what you wanted to major in, getting a $4,000 check.
I would say, Party, earlier you were saying, what would you do if you could do it all over again? Yeah. Like if we were in the position of these kids, a technical trade.
Okay.
Go back to school and get a trade, you know, like an electrician.
Yeah. I mean, I am
one plumber. Don't you
100%
agree?
100% on that.
Work with my hands. Something I can do for a long time. It's honorable work and it's completely necessary. Like being doing some kind of work like that, maybe.
Yeah, because it's not going to, the trade is so important. We all know this. Computers and are going to take that over anytime soon. No one likes to do it. People hire. I mean, that's a trade is what you'll have for the rest of your life. And that's what I always tell people. Do a trade, too.
Seems like we're moving to we're a service economy.
Yeah.
We're all going to need to do. We're all going to need to have a skill.
Yeah. Something. Just some type of skill. Like painting. So everyone hates painting. But okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it's the simple things that you always are flipping through the yellow pages or Googling. Looking for, reviews of people who can come and do those things around your house, woodwork or...
Molly, what was your husband's trade? What was his skill in another life? Let's say he loses the tie, he can't wear a sweater vest, the grid goes down.
What does he do?
What's he do? What can he do?
What won't you let him do?
This is your husband. This is the father of your children.
Come on. What do you make him do?
He's handy. I mean, he'll fix things and he's a tinker.
What does he do? What does he do? What's his trade? Come on.
Trade?
What does he do?
He's good. He was a mover in college.
All right, so be a mover. People hate moving stuff, right?
That's his big thing.
Awful gig. I would hate that. I mean, moving. Oh, I hate moving now.
It was the family business.
Two Peters in a truck.
Yeah.
It was the family business.
Shows up, he's sweaty, he's in a sweater vest.
Seriously.
I am Peter. This is my other guy, Peter. Two Peters in a truck.
I know we are, when we've ever gone to move, it's so frustrating because I come from the slapdash. Like, I don't know, throw a bunch of stuff in a box, I guess. Let's just get this. And he's like, oh my gosh. I mean, he gets very, that and painting. He's also, he painted. And I mean, so those were like his two side hustles when he was trying to pay his way through college.
Okay. All right.
So that would be the trade. What about you, Jeff? What would your trade be if the grid went down?
I don't think I have one. I think I'm, I don't think
I have
a skill.
You go with your hands.
That sounds terrible.
I know. To you, but your customers will love you.
Oh, no.
He has the softest hands.
They're so soft. He's never done a lick of manual labor.
He's been a rodeo cowboy in another lifetime because he's got a grip.
Government shutdown, day 18. The president is going to take to the airwaves tonight, a televised address to the nation. President Trump tweeted yesterday that his 8 o'clock address will focus on what he calls a humanitarian and national security crisis. This is going to be followed up by a visit to the southern border on Thursday. The partial government shutdown in its third week. It was prompted by the president's demand for more than $5 billion to help build a wall on the border. Democrats continue to reject the president's demand. Tax season officially opens January 28th. That's when the IRS is going to start accepting tax returns, even if the partial government shutdown continues. Sorry, folks. No breaks from the tax man. Returns can be filed via mail or electronically. deadline for filing income taxes April 15th, and the White House says that the IRS will pay out tax refunds even if the government is shut down when they're due to go out. So during past government shutdowns, the IRS processed tax returns but wouldn't dole out refunds until after the government was fully funded again. And Clemson, the national championship game saw them taking the big title. The Tigers blew out Alabama 44-16 in last night's game, leaving no doubt who is the best team in college football this year.
Here's Trevor Lawrence right here. He's the quarterback.
It's not really about me being a freshman. It's just, you know, I'm just so grateful to get to be a part of a team like this in any of my 4 years. Much less my freshman year, it's been unbelievable. The leadership of these seniors and these coaches has been amazing. I've never been on a team that's been this focused and this driven.
Did you hear the story?
You're going to see him on Sundays.
Yo, him and that Ross kid who's a freshman also. He's that receiver. He was making those one-handed catches. That was an interesting story because they're both freshmen on a national championship team. And the receiver alone... I guess he wanted to quit football because he was a freshman, I believe, playing in high school, right? He was playing varsity. He's that damn good. But all his buddies are playing junior varsity, so he just didn't want to do it. And so they, parents, coaches, and everything, took all his computers, his phones away and everything like that. I was like, you're going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big mistake for you. This is what you want to do. And, you know, just stick with it. Now look at him.
And look at him now. National championship. So Clemson finishes number one, Alabama two, Ohio State third, Oklahoma fourth, Notre Dame finishes fifth.
Okay. All right.
Well, and in addition to, you know, Trevor Lawrence being helping the team go claim the national championship, he's also been named freshman first team All-American alongside Nebraska's quarterback Adrian Martinez. Okay. The Football Writers Association of America named both of them, so they get to go ahead and have that co-title shared.
Here's what Trayvon Martin also, or Mullen said, also right here.
I mean, I feel like as soon as we got on that field, we felt like that. As soon as we stepped on that field, everything changed.
Isn't that like the Huskers? Isn't that funny? It's like the Huskers when they went out to, when we were winning national championship, they just knew it.
Yeah.
I just knew it.
Remember, who was that? Trev Albert said that. And when you hear those guys tell those stories, they really believed it then. He said, we never went into a Husker game ever thinking we were going to do anything but win.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to think.
That's
how far away we are from that mindset. But
can't wait. There. I think so.
A lot of people probably got candles for Christmas. Live actually has a great bit where they have a whole song about the Christmas candle, the gift that keeps on giving people re-gift them.
Want to hear this? Wylene and I made candles for people this year.
Cool.
How'd that work? Well, you didn't make any up here.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't get one. Did you get one, Jeff?
No.
Who got all the family? I mean, we kind of took it off from when I first met Wylene. I gave her a candle and I made it, you know. So we ordered a bunch of wax and we got to Schmelz and we had to do the melting. And inside, we put little gifts, like little things. So as it melts down,
it becomes a fire hazard.
Stuff can catch fire and you can burn your family member's house down. That's really a great gift.
Then we tied a little tiny vial to it. And what you're supposed to do, this is our thing. You're supposed to write down a wish, put it in there, cork it up. And as soon as when that thing burns down, your wish is going to come true. Pow!
That was just a bunch of jibber jabber. And then he said, pow!
Anyway, back to
I want to see photos. They sound really cool.
All right. Yeah,
I want to see pictures. So how big were these candles?
Oh, little tiny mason jars, the tinier ones. The not the tiny, tiny ones, but I don't know, like a little glass.
Like 8 ounce, 9 ounce,
cool. That's about it. So,
well, anyway.
We haven't seen any? There's no leftover?
No, we gave them all out. I have one giant one that I made. I'll have Wylene send us. Well, I guess she's working, but I'll get a photo. To you. It's a different one. That's just the R candle.
We didn't make the cut, Jeff.
And the wick, by the way. I want to burn you guys up. The wick, by the way, is one of those wooden wicks, so it sounds like a fire. Like a fire in a fireplace.
Really, really thoughtful gift.
Oh my gosh. Took hours and hours. Mm. Anyway, that's what we did. Merry
Jeff
Christmas.
Quiet.
We're a little puzzled.
Hey, if I gave you guys one, you guys would laugh at me.
No, I wouldn't. Mm. I love candles. They're like one of my favorite gifts.
Are they really?
Yes. I love candles. I have like 1,700 candles in my house.
So what's the story on the candles?
So the deal is apparently this is what's so crazy. You never guess, but they, I guess breathing in, burning candles in your home is more harmful than breathing in car exhaust.
That's the one thing I'll notice. If I light a candle in my apartment, I can taste it. I can taste that paraffin.
Okay. Yes.
From the breathe it in, and yeah, like if I fall asleep with the candle on anywhere in the apartment, I wake up the next morning like, oh my God, like the old, where's that cat?
Oh.
Really? Okay.
You guys don't ever taste it?
I hardly light a candle these days.
But you make them at Christmas time.
Well, it's like
Jeff, I don't like candles. I just like the wood wicks because they make the snap crackle with the inside gift.
Of course, when you're done, it's the wish that comes through.
I do not, I'm not a candle man
like
myself.
Like a drug dealer. You don't smoke up your drugs. Yeah, give them away or sell it.
So the paraffin is bad.
What's interesting is that they're, what they say is that the exposure to burning candles in your home is more harmful to your lungs than the same dose of diesel exhaust fumes. This is what was so interesting. So this comes out of Copenhagen University. What I found was so wild was the fact that, like, Denmark has the most candle consumption of any other country in the world. Apparently, they've got this annual celebration, the Hague, or Hague. It involves an epic amount of candle burning, which might explain why residents in that country have a shorter life expectancy compared to other.
What?
I know. Apparently, they burn like crazy amounts of candles in Denmark. And they're saying of all of the European nations, they have the shortest life expectancy.
So you gifted everyone a cancer risk party.
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I still love them. I mean, I think everything in, you know, small doses. Candles are very necessary, too.
I think so, too. I mean, it's just a nice
There's something
ambience.
To be said. So what scents did you get? You said you had to cook up your...
I don't know. Wylene was in charge of picking up that oil for that.
You got a nose. What did it smell like?
It smelled good. I thought it smelled good. It's
the
weird
details. See, when you get him on the details...
Come on.
I can't even tell you a scent of
the
candles
scent-
he made.
The scent,
good.
It was like a mixture. But the thing is that when the wax is wet or melted,
yes. Uh-huh.
The scent is that much more powerful. It's almost like, geez, Grandma, you got too much perfume on.
Okay.
But once it dries, you can just smell it a little bit. You know, it's not overpowering. And that's I just learned that this time around. So when you melt it, it doesn't. You know, it's not crazy scenty,
It's not bad. If you want to get safe candles, buy vegetable-based candles, not paraffin.
Okay.
So go with beeswax or soy with no artificial colors.
Oh.
So soy or beeswax candles haven't shown any adverse health effects. So opt for those over paraffin.
Candles-
what did you go with? Were yours paraffin, beeswax, or he doesn't
know.
Even know?
It's just a big box of wax.
Know.
A bunch of wax.
I've been in the candle game for 30 seconds, and I know more about candles than you. And you made them and handed them out as Christmas gifts.
I do notice that a lot of the candles now are soy or beeswax.
Are they?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was... I mean, I read this article too, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even... Because I love candles.
When was the last time you got your wick trimmed?
Oh. No, I got to do it tonight. I'm going to be in a bikini tomorrow.
They say you should always trim your wicks. Longer wicks create soot, which can be deposited on walls, vents, or fans. So select candles with 100% cotton wicks and trim any wick longer than a half an inch before burning.
Trim your wick.
Party, how long were your wicks?
I trimmed them down very, very low.
I have a feeling Wylene made candles with the kids and you were not there.
No, I was there. I let her kind of take over because I've done it before, you know, and I become a little
bit. You were making pitchers of vodka cranberry?
Yeah. That's what it takes. I learned that I don't want to do, because we did different colors. Takes too long, you know? Is that, you know what I mean? It takes too long. It's you got to let dry.
Well, because you got to let
dry. And then all you have is a, you know, a layered candle. It's.
Oh, if you want to do the layered ones, yeah, because you've got to pour it and then let it set and then come back around and and then
I want to learn
how
to do designs in there somehow. I don't know how to do that, and I'm never going to know.
Wow. Well, next year, hashtag goals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Sorry, this is Aaron. Hello, dear. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to comment about the paraffin versus soy candles. I used to own a soy candle company here in town.
Oh, cool.
You work for a candle company?
Used to.
Oh, used to.
I used to own it. I was co-owner of it.
Oh, really? What was it called?
EcoSense candles.
Okay.
So give us the spin on paraffin versus soy.
So when paraffin burns, it burns. So basically it's made out of, the paraffin is basically what is stuck to the side of the barrel after the diesel is produced.
Oh,
it's just kind of a sludge. And they take that sludge and they turn it into, you know, you can use it for all different things. It's in small amounts in chocolate and food products, but mostly it's used for candles.
Oh, that's interesting.
So when you burn the paraffin, the particles in the soot are so fine that it can get trapped in your lungs. And that's what can cause the lung cancer. It can cause all kinds of different problems when you burn. And you can also notice when you burn a paraffin candle, the black soot that's around the candle,
the
top of the candle, that's what's going into the air.
I immediately
feel
it. I must have sensitive lungs.
So you're breathing that in.
Okay.
So the difference between a soy candle is that our candles were 100% all natural soy. So it was just pure soy that we melted down, and we put in all natural cotton wicks. We put in all natural color and fragrance. So when you burned them, there was nothing being released into the air.
So what got you out of the industry? The paraffin lobby pushed you out?
Right.
No. I got divorced. So my ex took it over. So
was it a fun? Is it a profitable business? Was it a good?
It was. Yeah. And it was. It was fantastic. We loved it. It was cool to see the soy industry kind of grow and to teach people about it, kind of tell them the difference between the paraffin and the soy. I mean, soy. The another thing is when you buy, like, if a company says a candle is part soy.
Uh-huh.
There only has to be like a super small percentage that's actually in the candle in order for them to claim it. And so you have to make sure that you're really getting a soy candle.
And so you're saying were yours 100% soy?
They were 100% soy.
Yeah.
Yep, it was a raw soy product that we got from, you know, farms around the Midwest.
Now, what about beeswax? Cool. Did you ever play with beeswax? Because they're saying those are good to go with opposed to paraffin. 100% beeswax or soy?
We did beeswax. We never did play around with the beeswax. We wanted to be, you know, there's very few 100% all natural soy. So we wanted to perfect that, kind of do it without the beeswax. Soy is a super soft substance. And so it was hard to kind of travel in the heat and stuff with them. So we had to overcome those obstacles. But what's awesome about soy is that it not only burns clean, but if you spill it on yourself, it won't burn you or your kids.
Oh.
It also cleans up with hot water and soap. So there's
cool.
So why would we ever use paraffin? It must be cheaper. Is soy more expensive?
It is very cheap. Paraffin is super cheap.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay.
It's a profit thing. So why did you lose the candle company in the divorce? I feel like you should have kept the candle company.
I know. He was a business mind. I was just a creative one. So I figured I probably couldn't run the book.
Yeah, shut up, Captain.
What are you doing now with your creatives? What do you do creatively now?
I work for a commercial real estate company doing their marketing and graphic design.
Okay.
So I'm still in the creative world.
Well, let's start a candle company. Let's start a candle store.
I mean, Party already knows so much about the industry. Just ask him.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
We can make all kinds of stuff with wax, not wax, but soy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Hey, Aaron, thanks for calling, dear.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Yeah. All right. There you go. Candle talk. All right. WWE tickets up for grabs are coming
up. There's a segue.
Really.
Candle talk to wrestling tickets.
Come on. You need to get a...
I'm not good at this
Party
either.
made candles for Christmas. He just revealed that today. That him and the sweet Wylene made Christmas gift candles. But me and Molly didn't get one.
No. I know. I'll get you guys one. I call them Wylene candles is what I do. I call them. That's what I gave her in the beginning when we first started dating. I didn't know what to give her. And I'm like, well, I can just go buy something or I can make something. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to make. So I took all these old candles that I had that, you know, you can't burn them anymore. And I melted every single candle in the stove. This is an apartment, by the way. And I put it in a big jar and I was like, you know what? I should add something to it. So I bought a metal W and I put it inside the wax after, you know, I layered it out. And I just told her, I said, hey, there's something special in this candle. You'll get to it. And so it's funny because the boys are young enough. They were waiting every day to light that candle to get down to the bottom. And it was a W. M backwards, upside down. Stop it. Oh, man, that's how I got her.
She's like, is that how?
That's how it started.
Burn that magic candle and figure out the other side.
She added the charm thing to it, which I thought was awesome. She tied it to the rim, and it's just this tiny inch little glass thing with a cork. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. And she said, we're going to put wishes in there. And when you put your wish in and the candle burns down, then the wish will come true.
It's revealed.
Yeah.
Aw.
Or come true. And I was like, well, that's nice. So we sold that. And said, Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
Who's bald? Who's not?
John Travolta has taken it all down. I know. He has decided to finally embrace what nature has been encroaching on him for a while. John Travolta debuted a new bald head in a New Year's post with his daughter, Ella. So for a long time, I mean, it's kind of been one of those things where it's the worst kept secret. Like John Travolta's been losing his hair. There was that incident a couple of years ago on the red carpet where he had that spray on hair. Yeah. Everyone's like, what are you doing?
And that was possibly bad.
He's been, you know, using wigs or doing whatever. God bless. You know, hey, whatever makes you feel confident. But some people are saying,
good looking dome. Chrome dome.
It seems like we've seen him in a couple of movies with his El Natural hair. I can't recall. Like, is there Face Off?
He has hair in Face Off.
He has hair in Face Off. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in the White House with the sprayed on hair?
That was that snaky little the security advisor that goes on.
Stephen Miller.
Yes.
He was in the Trump administration, and he went on one of the talk shows over the Christmas break with sprayed on hair.
Everyone's like, oh, bud.
And it's fascinating. It's like, dude.
And it starts like halfway. It's not the full on spray on. Stephen Miller started like halfway towards the back of his head and then just moved forward. So obviously he must have hair from the middle of his head back, but it was the front part.
People really use that. It's like a can of spray paint.
Yeah.
Sprays
on for women.
Little flecks of black. Really? They do?
Yeah, if you're in between, like let's say you're getting your hair colored and you're in between and your roots start showing, you can buy these little things. They almost look like hairspray and they'll cover up your roots just so like for a one-time use or whatever.
That seems like that's a good use of that stuff, right?
We'll let the ladies, I've used it. We'll say it's okay for you.
Yeah, I've used it.
Stephen Miller, no.
No.
Men can't do that.
I'm not creating hair. I'm merely coloring my hair to match the color of my hair until I can get it colored.
Creating hair, which is weird.
Exactly. These are people who are trying to make something out of something that's not there. Magic.
I got someone there. Hello, what's up, bud?
Hey, I was going to comment. John Travolta had that movie From Paris with Love where he was bald.
Oh, man, Paris with Love. I would never even watch that, but okay. I'll have to look for it.
He's had a couple bald roles because I remember something where he had like an earring and no hair.
He was like a villain or something. Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple, but by and large, he's a man that's, you know, been embracing hair for a long time, even though we've all been like, buddy, maybe. Apparently, he's got a new friendship with Pitbull, and they say that was the inspiration, which is kind of funny because Pitbull is a very famous shaver.
Travolta kind of looks like Party. I've always said it.
But I thought it was in the when he plays a woman, the fat woman. I mean, I'd say fat.
In
Hairspray, yeah. Hairspray. Now we're talking about Hairspray.
In Hairspray, John Travolta is Party in drag.
Yeah.
HBO, there's an exec there, so we still have a few months to wait before the final season of Game of Thrones is unveiled during the Golden Globes on Sunday. We got, I mean, it was blink and you missed it, new look at the upcoming season. It showed the, what is it, the Ice Dragon, and it showed Daenerys Targaryen going to Winterfell and then being like, you know, it's at your disposal or whatever. Apparently, though, while we are only getting, what, like 6 episodes, and everyone's like, oh, come on. A CEO with HBO says, yeah, but there's 6 movies.
What?
That they're like movie-length episodes. So
huge,
it's not
battle scenes.
Be
remember,
like
one of
huge.
Them is, one episode is, an the entire episode is just a battle.
Okay.
Remember all those actors said last year, they're like, you haven't seen nothing yet. Whatever those big battle scenes, yep. So like these ones this season.
It better be
are
like
the biggest
this.
Ones ever.
Oh, man.
There's massive battle pieces. I'm so caught up on Game of Thrones because I've been sick. That's all I did over the break is watch that HBO marathon.
So okay. Good.
They've gone nonstop. They did every episode of Game of Thrones, and then they've rolled into now every episode of The Sopranos.
Oh, Lord.
From the beginning.
I've been getting into Sopranos.
On HBO. It's been Sopranos.
I've started Sopranos all over again. All right. So, well, that's exciting then.
Yeah. So that is something to look forward to. We're not necessarily getting gypped as far as time. I mean, obviously, it's only going to be 6, but 6 movie length episodes.
You know,
I think we can all live with that.
We should do like a viewing party.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Think about people who love the show, but like don't necessarily have the HBO or whatever. I think that would be a great idea.
I can't believe
like
they're already doing this,
do whatever.
This prequel pilot.
I know. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be, but it's so far
HBO
in advance.
HBO greenlit a prequel pilot.
So they're going to drag that on for 6-7 years.
They're planning for the end. This what will be the next thing, and they'll do.
Okay.
The prequel is so far pre where we're at that it won't have any crossover. Like it's prequel like by hundreds of years. Like there isn't going to be. It might be like when actually dragons were around. Like that's how far of a prequel.
Well, that'd
and
be
then
fun.
Did you see George R. Martin saying that his new book is going to be coming
years,
out?
Molly, it's 1,000 years.
1,000 years. Okay.
The prequel is supposed to take place 1,000 years. Not like that it matters to any of us. It's not like
the characters.
They're making it up from scratch. And what did George Martin say?
He's got his final book going to be coming. I mean, it's like, really? Tell me another one, George. He was making all the rounds, though, because they made a sci-fi miniseries out of one of his novels called The Night Flyers, which is about space. It's like sci-fi horror. And so, you know, he would have been making all of the media junkets. And, of course, people are like, Game of Thrones, final season's coming. Are you going to have that book? Or, like, what's the story, dude?
He's like, I got it.
Yeah, right.
So we just got to make it till April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other big thing, though, that's coming this Sunday is the season 3 of True Detective with that Mahershala Ali who just won a Golden Globe.
That looks good.
Yes. So season 1, we all loved. That was one with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. Season 2, Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn was a bit of a dog. Hopefully season 3 brings Stephen Dorff.
And, the last time we've seen him working was doing e-cigarette ads.
I know. Mm-hmm. I love him, though. He's
remember
so
he did
handsome.
Those ads for Blue?
Yeah.
Take your manhood back.
Blue. Little tiny little.
He's just so darn handsome. Mahershala Ali won at the Golden Globes. He doesn't drink, but he went on Ellen and he was saying that they were doing interviews post-show and Bill Murray doused him with vodka.
Did he really? Yeah, because I saw Bill Murray was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He said he wasn't mad, though, because, hey, it's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
But yeah.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel 941.com.